Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Since it's Passover and a time for traditional questions and answers, I thought I'd make this week's trivia question related to tradition, yet more enigmatic than usual. So, we know why this night is different from all other nights, but how is it the same and yet different all over the world? The answer is coming right up. Well, first of all, I want to wish everybody a happy Passover. Passover is my favorite holiday, not only because it's a celebration of the liberation of the Israelites from slavery, but because of the warm feeling it gives me to know that all over the world, Jews are celebrating the same thing, reading the Haggadah together, allowing for time differences, of course. I always think of this holiday more than any other of something that unites us all as a worldwide community. And since the Passover ceremony itself, the Seder, has as its purpose the retelling of the story of Exodus to the children, this holiday also signifies the passing on of our traditions and history to the next generation and the perpetuation of the Jewish people. In fact, of all the Jewish holidays, this one is the most commonly observed even by otherwise non-observant Jews. According to a 1990 survey done in the United States, more than 80% of Jews have attended a Passover Seder. The Haggadah is the book we read at the Passover Seder, which tells the story of the Exodus from Egypt. These Haggadahs have been printed since the 16th century, but the basic elements have been around for about 2,000 years. Because of the ceremonial character of the Passover dinner, and the fact that the special foods that we eat are described in the Haggadah, you would think that we all ate the same things. But there's nothing further from the truth. As Jews settled in different parts of the world, they adapted the locally available foods to the Jewish dietary laws and created a very wide variety of dishes that can be considered Jewish cuisine. So this week I thought it would be fun to share with you a few international recipes for something as basic to the Passover Seder as haroset, or harosis, as it's known to Eastern European Jews. This is the blend of fruit and nuts, symbolizing the mortar which our forefathers used to build pyramids in Egypt, and it's one of the most popular foods served at the Seder. The fruit and nuts, found in almost all haroset recipes, refer to two verses in the Song of Songs that are closely linked with the spring season and that mention apples and nuts. The red wine recalls the Red Sea, which parted its waters for the Jews. Since haroset is such a traditional element of Jewish food, it shows how Jewish cookery was developed by the emigration from the Mediterranean countries to Eastern Europe, and by ingredients that were added or discarded based on their availability. Ashkenazic haroset is quite universal, and the various recipes basically differ only in their texture. However, haroset made by the Sephardic Jews changes according to the country and sometimes even the city of origin. Israelis use the diaspora haroset recipe of their ancestors, or an Israeli version that might include pine nuts, peanuts, bananas, apples, dates, sesame seeds, matzah meal, and red wine. So I'm going to give you a few of these very diverse recipes so that you can appreciate just how versatile Jewish cooking has become over the ages. I'll start with two traditional recipes, an Ashkenazi one and a basic Sephardic one, and then give you a few that you might find have some surprising ingredients. First, for the traditional Ashkenazi recipe, you'll need 6 peeled apples chopped coarsely, 2/3 of a cup chopped almonds or walnuts, 3 tablespoons of honey or to taste, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and about 4 tablespoons of sweet red wine. Combine everything, mixing it thoroughly. Add wine as needed. Blend or chop it to the desired texture. Some people like it coarse and crunchy, others prefer it ground to a paste, and chill it before you serve it. This recipe will make about 3 cups. For the traditional Sephardic recipe, you'll need 2 cups of pitted dates, half a cup of raisins, a quarter of a cup of ground walnuts or almonds, half a cup of red wine, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and half a teaspoon of ground ginger. Cut the dates and raisins into small pieces, put them in a bowl, and mix in the ground nuts, wine, and spices. Now for a few more exotic recipes. Yemenite haroset is very different, with a spicy touch. You'll need a half cup of slivered almonds, half a cup of dried apricots, 8 dried figs, 2 teaspoons of ground coriander, 2 teaspoons of finely grated lime or lemon rind, 1 tablespoon of honey, 3 to 4 tablespoons of sweet white wine, and toasted sesame seeds. Some people also add cinnamon, pepper, cumin, cardamom, cloves, and ginger to taste. Chop the almonds and apricots coarsely in a food processor. Transfer them to a small bowl. Then process the figs to a fine consistency. Stir them into the almond-apricot mixture. Add the coriander, rind, honey, other spices, and enough white wine to bind the ingredients together. Refrigerate the mixture for 1 hour. Form it into balls that are about 1 inch or 2.5 centimeters in diameter. Then roll them in the sesame seeds. This recipe will make about 24 balls. This next recipe is from Turkey. The ingredients are a half cup pitted dates, half a cup of dried figs, half a cup of dried apricots, half a cup of almonds, 1 apple, and sweet red wine. In a food processor, finely chop the dates and half of the almonds. Remove them. Then, finely chop the figs and the remaining almonds and remove. Do the same with the apricots and then with the apple. Toss everything together in a bowl. If you like, you can add a little sweet rind. Refrigerate it until half an hour before serving. This will make about 2.5 cups. Greek haroset is a little more complicated to make, but the results are worth it. For this recipe, you'll need 1 orange, unpeeled, with the seeds removed and cut into 8 pieces. Half a cup of seedless raisins. 14 pitted dates. 1/3 of a cup of cherry preserves. Half a cup of sweet red Passover wine. 1 teaspoon of ground ginger. A pinch of cayenne pepper. 2 tablespoons of pine nuts. Chop the orange coarsely using a food processor. Add the raisins and dates and process until everything is finely chopped. Transfer the mixture to a medium-sized saucepan and stir in the preserves, wine, ginger, and cayenne. Bring it to a simmer. Cover and cook it over the lowest heat possible for 8 to 10 minutes until it's thick, stirring it often to prevent any sticking. Stir in the pine nuts. This makes about 1.25 cups. It can be kept refrigerated up to 1 week, so you can make it ahead of time. Finally, I'm going to give you 2 recipes that I think are the most exotic of all. The first is for Persian haroset, and the ingredients are 25 dates, pitted and diced, half a cup of unsalted pistachios, half a cup of almonds, half a cup of seedless golden raisins, 1.5 peeled apples, cored and diced, 1 pomegranate, 1 orange peeled and diced, 1 banana sliced, 1/2 to 1 cup of sweet red wine, 1/4 of a cup of cider vinegar, 1/2 a tablespoon of cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon of ground cloves, 1 tablespoon of ground cardamom, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1 tablespoon of black pepper. Combine all the fruits and nuts. Add the wine and the vinegar until you get a pasty consistency. Add the spices and blend everything together well and adjust the seasonings to taste. This makes 5 cups. And last but not least, Venetian haroset uses some ingredients you'll find in no other. You'll need 1.5 cups of chestnut paste, 10 ounces of dates chopped, 12 ounces of figs chopped, 2 tablespoons of poppy seeds, 1/2 a cup of chopped walnuts, 1/2 a cup of chopped almonds, 1/2 a cup of pine nuts, the grated rind of 1 orange, 1/2 a cup of golden raisins, seedless, 1/2 a cup of chopped dried apricots, 1/2 a cup of brandy, and honey to bind. Combine all the ingredients using just enough honey and brandy to make everything bind together. This makes about 4 cups. Well, as you can see, there's quite a variety. In fact, there are a lot more, and I had trouble choosing which ones to include. I hope that whichever one you choose, you have a wonderful holiday. Chag Sameach, Gut Yontif, Años Mejorados. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with the title song from the Klezmatics' latest CD, Brother Moses Smote the Water, which they recorded in Berlin with the gospel singers Joshua Nelson and Catherine Farmer. See you next week.
Our brother Moses smote the water, and children all passed over. Our brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Our brother Moses smote the water, the children all passed over. Our brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, sister, ain't you glad you passed that sinful army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, God called Moses on the mountaintop. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. And he stamped his laws into Moses' heart. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and his children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and children all passed over. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Oh, sister, ain't you glad you passed that sinful army? Sister, ain't you glad that the seas give away?
Good God!
Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Well, if you get there before I do,
well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
You may look for me, for I'm coming to.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.
Brother Moses
smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, sister, ain't you glad you passed that sinful line?
Sister,
ain't you glad that the seas give away?
Brother
Moses smote the water, the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smote the water, the children all passed over. Lord, Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away.